DeMello. Coast FM.
So, a little microscopic wonder for you today.
Okay.
A Turkish artist he hasn't got the award yet for the Guinness World Record for this particular feat, but he's submitted his entry.
Okay.
By creating what I think is pretty clear, the world's smallest chessboard. It is microscopic. It measures.
Chessboard?
Yeah. Now, I'm just getting this out to check it out.
Oh, we've done some measuring.
Measures less than 9 millimetres across. So
that's less than a centimetre.
Less than a centimetre. So it's less than a centimetre by a centimetre. That's the board. Imagine how hard it would have been to make the pieces.
Oh, my goodness.
This says the set is usable if players use a microscope and special sticks. And I would imagine had very, very steady hands.
Oh, and good eyesight.
Yeah, that too. Even with a microscope.
Even with a microscope, you need some good eyesight.
I don't imagine
what is the point of that?
Exactly what people are looking for right there, isn't it? I mean, something to make the game of chess more frustrating.
That's no one knows how to play anyway, let alone under a microscope.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is the Power Minute.
Whoa. Well, thanks to our good friends at Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham. And very good morning to you, David, from Medora Bay. How you doing?
Morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. All right.
All right. We've got 10 questions, 1 minute, and you could be walking away with $1,000 cash. Are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Got the timer ready here. We'll kick it off at the end of this question. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Which is the only Mandurah hotel that lets you holiday with your dog?
Atrium.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
What does the L in LED stand for?
Pass.
What colour is spearmint?
Peppermint.
The American flag features the what and stripes?
Stars.
Which basketball superstar is the subject of the documentary The Last Dance?
Michael Jordan.
Apart from chocolate, what is the main ingredient in a chocolate freckle?
Sprinkles.
Richmond takes on which team when the AFL Hollywood resumes tonight? Which is further east, Serpentine or Kalgoorlie?
Kalgoorlie.
What is the second element on the periodic table?
Pass.
What does the L in LED stand for?
Illuminated.
What is the second element on the periodic table?
Oh, now we didn't get to all of them, so let's get through the ones that you did. The atrium is right. That's the one that lets you stay with your dog. The main ingredient in hummus, chickpeas, correct.
Well done.
The L in LED stands for light. Emitting diode is what that is. Spearmint is green. We asked what colour it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You gave us peppermint as an answer, so we're going to have to say no to that one. American flag, stars and stripes,
well
basketballer,
done.
Michael Jordan. Now, this is the big question mark. Thankfully, it wasn't writing on it. Now, you said the other ingredient in chocolate freckles is sprinkles. Are they the same as hundreds and thousands?
I say yes.
You reckon? Okay. Well, maybe.
What else are they?
Well, I would say sprinkles are flat and not as hard as hundreds and thousands.
Oh, goodness. No.
Listen.
Let him have it.
We'll open this up. We'll tick that as a yes. Collingwood was correct. Kalgoorlie is further east. And helium was the other element on the periodic table, the second one. So
I wouldn't have got that.
Close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're counting that one. 6, 7. 7, right?
Well done. That's pretty good. 7 out of 10. And either way, you've still scored yourself an inflatable world pass. So good on you.
Cool.
Nice
Thank
work.
You.
Well done.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
No worries. Have a good day and keep your research and you know your
keep
trivia
your
trivia game up is what I'm saying because we're doing this again tomorrow.
Okay.
So keep practicing.
Keep flicking through those textbooks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, get your Funkin' Wagnalls out and have a good read.
Excuse me.
That's right. You know, people that are older than 40 know what I'm talking about.
Righto.
They're encyclopedias.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nikki and DeMello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle me this.
All right. Brad from Armadale is here. First off, mate, before we get into this, do you consider a sprinkle to be the same as a hundreds and thousands?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, correct.
The same thing? Okay. See?
All right. Yeah,
just
you.
Definitely.
What do you mean just me? I'm just, listen, would you put sprinkles on fairy bread?
Yeah.
Mm. very good question.
I reckon that's the defining point.
What do you mean? Sprinkle bread.
It would be sprinkle bread, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be fairy bread.
So therefore, is hundreds and thousands.
You don't call it hundreds and thousands bread, though.
No, but that's fairy bread.
No, you don't.
But it's not made with sprinkles.
Is it, what?
It's made with hundreds and thousands.
What do you call sprinkle bread?
Fairy bread.
Fairy bread.
It's all fairy bread. Anything with coloured little things on it.
For those
is
that
fairy
are confused, well, I reckon there is a difference.
Okay.
Thursday
conundrum.
Was one of the questions in the Power Minute was what you pair with chocolate to make a freckle.
Mm.
The answer that we got was sprinkles as opposed to hundreds and thousands. So I was just trying to work
controversial.
Out. Is there a controversy about the same thing? Look, anyway, that's not what we're
Luckily,
about here.
Luckily, you don't have to answer that to win today.
Your chance to get in the running for the Cobra Kite, the Heiser Kite from Sick Hobbies Rockingham with our riddle. Here's the riddle.
Mm-hmm. What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away? Ooh. Who have we got there?
You ready for it?
Go on.
It's got to be coal.
Coal?
Coal. Black when you buy it.
Got to be coal.
Red when you use it.
Grey when you chuck it away.
Yep. When you throw it away. It is, in fact, coal.
That's an old school reference, but a correct one, sir. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
And who would be winning the kite if you win it tomorrow?
Oh, gee, I suppose I'd have to take it up. Might be my 40th birthday present. Who knows?
Excellent.
Excellent. Well, best of luck. You'll find out tomorrow.
No worries. Awesome. Thank you.
AFL legend Malcolm Blight. Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, Nicky and DeMello, how are you guys? Happy New Year. We're back.
It feels like
it, doesn't it? It
feels like Christmas as well. All of it's come together now. It's not the endurance season by any stretch, is it?
Definitely not.
No, it's not. It's a 77% marathon.
Now, Saturday's the big day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the day we all want to know about. So we've got Eagles and Dockers obviously both playing.
Yes.
Brizzy first. Brizzy v Frio. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, look, I'm really interested in Fremantle. The great Nate Fife, all that. I'm not sure where they sit. New coach. We'll see how they go. Brisbane had a good year. Yeah, they have. But I'm not sure where with Brisbane. Quite often that young team that pops up like they did last year start to get a bit full of themselves and sometimes don't have a good a second year. So it's a really fascinating game for me just to see how they both go. So, but Brisbane at home probably at the moment.
Okay. Fair enough. You're going for the Eagles?
Yeah, I'm going for the Eagles. Is that okay? That's all we need to say about them?
No. I mean, we can all just assume, I think, in that one.
Yeah, of course.
It is Eagles and Gold Coast though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The one game that gets a crowd, Port versus Crows in Adelaide.
2,240 people plus me.
Are you a plus one?
Yeah, I'm plus one. I've just got my accreditation to get through the gate.
Nice.
Isn't it funny? We can have 5,000 or 10,000 walk together in a march down the street, but we can't have more than 2,241 at a game of footy.
Yes.
Where we can spread out. I don't get it.
Yes.
No,
it's all very confusing.
It is confusing, but I am going to go for Port Adelaide. I think they're a good young list. I think they'll be big improvers this year. The Crows, just the last 2 years have struggled, and I think they may struggle again.
I'll be imagining a lot of people in the Adelaide crowd with missing eyes and arms and limbs after they've had to fight their way in to get their tickets.
Yeah.
We'll watch that and everything else with interest. Now, we're having a bit of a discussion here this morning. One of the questions in the Power Minutes, which came close to giving away the grand today, by the way, 7 out of 10 questions. One of the questions was, apart from chocolate, what's the main ingredient in chocolate freckles?
It's made people very passionate.
Well, it has, because the answer I had for it is the same stuff that you put on fairy bread, and I refer to those things as hundreds and thousands.
Mm.
The answer we got back was sprinkles.
And I said give it to it because that's sprinkles, same.
Well, are they the same thing, sprinkles and hundreds and thousands? And, well, it seems to have reached or touched a nerve. Peter from Coogonut wants to join us. Hello.
Good morning. I'm just listening to your argument or your debate about sprinkles and hundreds and thousands. My thoughts are sprinkles are more cylindrical.
They're a different shape. You're right, because hundreds and thousands are round.
Hundreds and thousands are round.
Right.
And your sprinkles are more tubular in shape.
I'm with you. They're a different shape. And they're also softer. I reckon they've got different applications.
I think one's more of a candy base or sugar base than a chocolate base.
Right. And where would you use them? Where would you use your sprinkles versus where would you use hundreds and thousands?
Things like your fairy bread, your traditional hundreds and thousands, cupcakes, little
Yep. So, baking sort of stuff.
Yeah. And baking stuff. Yeah, but I'm no pastry chef. I'm no
pastry chef. I don't think people making fairy bread can be classified as pastry chefs, but.
For a kid, it makes no difference.
Probably not. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. With your 100% organic, vegan, gluten and sugar-free entertainment update, Nikki Parkinson.
I thought I was going to be vegan and sugar-free. I was not sure about that.
Pretty sure you're made of meat. Actually, that wasn't listed. I'm vegan. Sorry. Yes,
vegan. I am vegan. All right. The Recording Academy has made some changes to its categories ahead of next year's Grammy Awards.
Right.
So they're dropping the 30-song maximum for a musician to qualify for Best New Artist.
Right.
So this is said to benefit younger artists who release a bunch of singles before they eventually break through. The Best Urban Contemporary Album Award will now also be called Best Progressive R&B Album Award. So they're not using the term urban.
No more urban, progressive R&B.
Progressive R&B is the name now.
Okay.
So there you go. Lionel Richie is the latest music star to get the biopic treatment.
Oh.
Richie will serve as the executive producer on the project as well, featuring highlights from a career spanning over 50 years now. There's definitely going to be some highlights in there.
Mm.
Lizzo is calling out fat shamers with a new TikTok workout video.
So I've been working out consistently for the last 5 years, and it may come as a surprise to some of y'all that I'm not working out to have your ideal body type. I'm working out to have my ideal body type. And you know what type that is? None of your business.
Amen, sister.
You knew she was coming in spicy just from the general tone from the start.
Now, the MTV Movie and TV Awards have reportedly been postponed indefinitely due to coronavirus. Oh, okay. They're usually in May or June, but now they were considering moving it to December, although it's still not yet clear if December will even be safe to hold them due to COVID-19. Meanwhile, the VMAs may still take place with a large in-person event at the Barclays Centre in Brooklyn on August 30. So
broadcast live on Zoom.
Well, this is in-person. So I don't know how they're going to do it. They can go in August, but yet they're not sure if they can go in December for the other awards.
All the recipients have to line up in their cars.
Yes, drive-through awards. There you go. Off you go. And Iggy Azalea has welcomed a baby boy into the world. She announced the news that she had given birth to a son with Playboy Carti via her Instagram story, writing, "I have a son. I want to keep his life private, but wanted to make it clear that he's not a secret and I love him beyond words." She also never confirmed that she was even pregnant, and she stayed quiet on rumours that she is engaged to Playboy Carti. So she's definitely trying to keep her private life private.
So one thing for sure, we know she's had a bub.
She's had a bub.
The rest of it we can only speculate on.
Yep.
And we will.
We will.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.